Welcome to Trigger Warning Podcast, the podcast where we create a safe space for open, honest conversations about personal development and wellness, spirituality, and holistic living. Join us as we delve into topics that are often deemed taboo or triggering while we foster a community where vulnerability is celebrated and growth is nurtured. Get ready to explore the depths of mind, body, and spirit on this journey toward personal enlightenment and collective healing. So grab a drink, have a seat, and come join us.
We back.
Hey. And we are another week.
Another week, another day, another time to talk about the triggers. We here.
In reflection, I'm just showing up today.
Pretty much. At least we showed up, though. That's step number one.
Absolutely. Because I still am feeling things are progressing, but I think I'm still feeling the residual effects of this, like the retrograde and the events that have been occurring, you know? Like it's still, we're still navigating these challenges, but we're still moving. We're still flowing, and I'm trying my dangdest. I just made up a word. I'm trying my dangdest to I'm trying my dangdest to not resist. I'm trying to flow and just go with it and navigate with it versus trying to, you know, like fight with the
I
energy
did.
'cause we know that don't usually work out too well.
They never do.
So let's start off with our wins and our lessons or trigger and our do for self. What would you say is your win?
Win. Oh my God, my baby slept in his own, what? Okay, let me not say like that. He been sleeping in his own bed, but he slept in his bed. I made it a toddler bed, and
Okay.
I did not constantly check the cameras. Like, he just slept there. I mean, when he, cried, like, cried. Then we went in there, whatever. But that was a quite relief, and it helped through my work day. So now, for his naps, I put him in his room. Or when I know it's like his nap times, and I turn on the TV, and he watched those annoying, god-awful kid shows, and he
That
wound
gets
up
stuck
falling
in your
asleep.
head.
Yes, and he wound up falling asleep on his own. So that's a win for me because that was very hard to even hear him, not in my seat, not see him in my sight, and know he was somewhere else. Like I felt like I was just abandoning him when all rationality, I really wasn't. So that's my win. I didn't really have a I did have a trigger. Because someone called me like, "What the F is the issue?" or something, they asked, and I'm like, "Yo, I haven't talked to you like all week. Like, what are you talking about?" You know? I don't have time or the space for negativity. I don't have time or the space for anything. I'm no longer arguing with people. It's literally to the point I'm just like this. Okay, yeah, all right. You know, I'm not doing all that extra rigmarole. So, I left it alone. It was a trigger to me because, like, yo, who are you talking to? The old me wanted to come out, like, bro, what's up? But it's not even worth it. You know, you deal and you move. That's how you can do.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to sit in this win because when we talked about this last week, there was a lot of resistance. There
Yeah.
was a lot of resistance. And this is a whole new energy that you're showing up with right now. Like
Yeah, because
how did
I
that,
just
like
keep
when you
flowing.
did it and you like went out the room, like how was that feeling in your body? Were you in like fight or flight? Was it like a okay, we got this, or was it like a ooh, like what was happening?
It's a we yo, he's like literally standing at the door like this. It's a we got this, like He's not abandoned. You can do it, bro. Like, just do it, girl. And he did good. Real talk. It was not too hard or whatever. I looked at the camera like once because I heard him and I was like, this boy is trying to get out of this bed. Because now he knows like, how to get out of our king size bed without hurting himself. Like, turns over and crawl down. So I looked at that, but I felt good for real, for real. Like, it wasn't no, oh my God, let me just sit here and watch him. Like, no, it's like, girl, get to work. You're not even 20 feet from him. So now he did wind up getting out of the bed, and I heard him come around the corner. But I had to be like, no, it's nap time, you know. And now he's getting older, so he's playing in his room with his toys and stuff like that. So, yeah. Now, what's your win, baby?
I love it. I love it. Well, hold on, because you didn't do your do for self. So,
I ain't do nothing.
okay, well, the week's
I
not
do.
over. What
I
can we
do
do?
not a thing. God, I ain't gonna lie, I'm not gonna do nothing either. It's his
Or
birthday week.
maybe that is the do for self then, because you be moving. You be doing a whole lot.
I'm
Like a
still doing
lot of things.
something. I'm doing stuff for him for the birthday, so.
Oh yeah, that is this weekend.
Yes, you told me like, girl, you gotta do
Well, yeah, but events shifted, so someone near me caught COVID, and while me and the baby tested negative, I don't want to play around with anybody else's kids and all that. So I'm trying to figure out what I want to do because next weekend is Labor Day weekend. And like, we technically already kind of celebrated him. We just didn't do a, like, the party with a bunch of other people. So yeah, like it shifted. So yeah, not this weekend, but yeah, it's all right.
It's all right.
And
He
he's
still
good right
celebrates.
now. We still gonna retest, but yeah. So you ready? You excited?
I'm excited. He is a very loved and blessed individual.
Yeah.
Gifts and out. Gifts and gifts and clothes and clothes. And it's immense gratitude because we didn't have to buy much of anything. People won't even let us like buy the food and stuff for his party.
I love it. I love it.
But sad because my baby is really one. He's
Yeah.
growing up into his own little person, but that's good. Good money.
Okay. I love it. I love it. I look forward to seeing the pictures and everything.
Yes. How are you feeling? What's going on? What was
I am feeling. Because you know, I don't like to just be like, oh, I'm good.
right.
I'm feeling very tired.
Why are you
Tired,
tired?
but I'm excited. I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for opportunities, and things to come. Like things are slowly but surely like unfolding, and it's like, okay, all right, God, like I'm seeing you work, right? Like everything, the math, even when it wasn't mathing, was mathing. You know,
Right.
like that's what I'm starting to see unfold. But I'm tired.
Mentally, physically.
But that's the lesson is to I'm slowing down right now. I'm trying to not no, we don't even say try. I am
Slowing
practicing
down.
slowing down. So my win is I want to say this is a win, but is it a win? I don't know. It's a win if I deem it as a win. So
It is. We made it as a
maintaining.
win.
Yeah, like maintaining my like 3.8 something GPA with school right now, and I got like 3 weeks left of this semester, and getting like 100 on my most recent paper, which caused a lot of stress. That has been my win.
But you did it.
Yes, and my trigger. My trigger was probably that. I guess it's nothing new. It's just noticing how things that make my fuse that light it up really quickly, right? Like there's certain things like when people just constantly interrupt me, or if it's like a situation where I have to repeat myself multiple times, which the trigger was my child. So That was the lesson for me, because I'm like, okay, this is something I've grown in patience in a lot of areas. I can hold, like, but when it comes to having to repeat myself, I think that like translates to when I was younger and didn't feel heard, didn't feel seen, and the body keeps the score. So, energy wise, it's like, wait a minute, like we're having to repeat ourselves. They're not, but energetically, the body don't know it's my baby.
Definitely
I'm
be
having to
myself.
repeat because he's a baby and that's how he learns, right? So it was just kind of noticing it and just kind of sitting in the awareness of it. And I think that was also a win too, because it wasn't a, oh, I gotta fix this and clean this up right now. It was like a, it's okay. Like, we're aware of it and this is something we can slowly but surely like work on, not necessarily just resolve all right now.
Right away.
Yeah. Do for self. The week's not over. The
It's nice.
week is not over, so yeah, we will get back on that one.
Hey, you did it though. You picked out what it was. You realized that it wasn't something that you could just flip on in your head and say, "Hey, it got to be done right now." Da, 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 da. So that's a really good start for you, because you're one of the most organized people I know, and you don't like nothing lingering. So,
And don't. But
yeah.
yes, that is a huge lesson. But another one that I actually didn't think about was I reached out, because as awkward as it is for me, is connecting with people sometimes in the collaboration space as far as like coaching. And I've reached out to some people, and I reached out to this guy that like his posts like just really resonate with me. And I'm like, this is like really parallel to me and who I am and what I value. And so we actually set up a meeting for this week for some stuff. And I have an idea that I'm gonna throw out to him, and we've been chatting, and I'm really excited about it. So I'm just like, okay, Kalisha, let's show up, you
Let's do
know?
it. Show up for
As awkward as I feel
yourself.
about it, and I'm like, he gonna shut this
Be
shit down. But
selfish.
no.
Be selfish.
Period. Be selfish. And that is this era. That is what we need to be doing. Being selfish and prioritizing ourselves. Because if you listen to this podcast, more than likely you are a person that is probably very empathic, that is probably always tending to others' needs, that is probably always doing for others, even when you are probably stretched thin. You're probably always saying yes, even when internally you really want to say no, or not right now. Or you say yes, and then immediately after, you're like, damn, I really wish,
Why
like,
stating?
who signed me up for this? You know? And that's, I think, that would be actually a good place to start to talk about today. Is not only how we should be selfish and get out of that energy, but when we're in that energy, all that means is when we're prioritizing other people and we're basically giving them accountability for our lives. We're giving them the power over us. So we're not taking accountability for self. That's basically us saying, hey, I don't want to make the choice, or whatever happens afterwards as a result, I don't want to be accountable for that. So let me like consult with other people, or let me do something with someone else where it's like I do something for someone, and then whatever happens, good or bad, like it's on this situation, or I could put it on this person, rather than take accountability for my life, my energy, my circumstances. And I think a lot of people need to be aware about this, because I know when I was back in the, like, I was always going to other people. So I guess it's a little mix of being selfish, but then also like asking other people for their opinions and that type of thing. But I think a lot of people need to be aware of this, because when I was doing those things, when I was always asking my friends and stuff, well, what do you think? Or asking my parents, like, well, what would you do? That was me not taking accountability, but I didn't know that was me not taking
Right.
accountability. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, like,
You just
I
weren't
won.
guided.
Yeah, like so I think a lot of people unconsciously make these choices to try to get someone else to kind of be in power so that they're not
Instead of
accountable, so that
yourself.
they don't have to really be attached to what happens afterwards, whether it's good or bad.
Most definitely. That's how it normally happens. I am one that I used to be like, well, I'm just gonna ask such and such to see what they think. Or, and it's like, what are you asking them for? This is your decision. This is something you have to do on your own. So you asking them ain't gonna make you know, never mind, shorty. So I had to learn how to take on full accountability for everything. The littlest things to the largest things. And that's okay.
And it's
And being
scary,
it's scary
ruthless
because
scary.
you have to take responsibility not only for that aspect, but how about you have to start how can you say this? When you start being selfish with yourself, that is very scary.
Absolutely.
Coming from a person I would say that was like a people pleaser is scary because it's like, but I don't want their feelings to be hurt. Girl, F their feelings.
Right. And when a client says that to
So,
me, they're like, I didn't want to hurt them or I didn't want them to be uncomfortable. So their comfort and their feelings
more important.
are more important than yours. And it's like, well, no. But no, that's what you're saying.
That's what you just told
That's what
me.
your actions is showing. You know, and of course a lot of times our actions and our behaviors are not always aligned. Right? Like,
It takes a minute for them to get a lie together.
absolutely. And that's where the beautiful part of self-awareness comes into play, is like me being aware and realizing, you know what? Okay. If I truly want to say that I prioritize myself and I truly love myself the way that I say I do, or that I in my head, you know, want to love myself, then what is the action that I need to take that's going to reflect that person?
Right.
Because a lot of times when we're asking, we're usually asking for permission, right? That's the biggest thing. A lot of people do not give themselves permission to do what they want to.
Right.
We're not giving ourselves permission to like truly ask ourselves. Sometimes people don't even know what they want. Like if you really ask, and that's what I found in coaching, I love to ask the questions that make people uncomfortable, because I'll ask like, well, if you didn't have nobody else to ask, if you didn't have the best friend, the parent, the sister, the cousin, three times removed to
Not three
ask,
times removed.
to ask like, what should I do, or what would you do? Like, what would you do? And when I tell you the silence and the crickets that I hear, and this is even goes for myself sometimes, I had to go through this process too. It's like a lot of times we don't give ourselves permission to know what we want. And let alone if we do know what we want, to give ourselves permission to actually go through with it. Like, oh my gosh. Because we're afraid of judgment. Because we're
Judgment of
afraid
other
of
people.
maybe losing people, or we're afraid of how people would look at us, or we're afraid of like standing out. Like,
Be for real.
so we want to be like everybody else?
Not at all.
And the part that I think is so interesting to me, and this is something that I tried to like, I talked to my daughter about, is that we tend to love the people that are closest to us, that we truly love and will like ride or die for, are people like we love them for their uniqueness. We love them for how they stand out, right? Like it's something about them, whether it's something in their personality or how they show up or their energy, it's something. So like, why is it that we're so hard on ourselves for the same thing? You know, like, why can't we show ourselves the type of love and attention
that we
and
give other people.
like give, you know, give ourselves the same type of safe space that we give to other people. It's so hard for us to look in that mirror and
It's
say, "Hey,
hard.
girl, you know what? Yeah, you effed up last week, but it's okay because you know what? Guess what? We
Easier.
learned from it. There's no losses, right? It's only lessons."
It's so much easier to what I learned pour into other people. It's so much easier to pour into someone else and
It
then
is.
to pour into yourself because we are our biggest critics. Like, we will down ourselves left and right, side to side, baby. But somebody else can make a mistake and be like, it's okay.
Right,
But it's all
smooth it
right. But
over.
why is it okay for them and was it okay for you? And then I can say for myself, a lot of time I do that and I ask myself that and then I'm like, well, you know better. You shouldn't have did that. It's like, girl, they don't know better. Most of the time they're older than you, so they ain't know better. So it takes a lot of hard conversations with yourself to be selfish. And most people don't even know how to have hard conversations with other people, so they definitely don't know how to have it with themselves.
Right.
So.
I think that's the number one thing that we can do for ourselves to grow and to heal and to transform into the person that we are meant to be, is to be vulnerable with ourselves. But like you said, it's not easy because that takes a level of showing the F up. That takes a level of taking accountability. That takes a level of like empathy for ourselves. You know, I know for me, like when it came to my like sexual trauma, now psychologically, I know the statistics, right? Like how people show up in life afterwards, how they react or respond to certain types of traumas like that. Like some people, we already talked about this in a previous episode, where some people have hyper and hypo, you know, sexuality and stuff like that. Like, now psychologically, I understand the statistics and the like, the psychology behind why certain things that I did after, not to say not to take accountability, but it makes sense, right? Like why I showed up in the way that I showed up for years because I was still in fight or flight mode. I was still operating out of trauma. I was unhealed and so forth. But I had carried so much guilt and so much pain from what like the actions that I did afterwards. Even though somebody like a therapist could say like you did this because of this. But I still carry, I'm like my worst critic. Judging myself because I'm like, but you knew better. Like you knew you weren't. And then it didn't make you feel good and you still did it. Like it don't, you know what I mean? Like you like the math ain't mathin'.
Hang on, never, man.
But it took so many years for me to process it and feel it and work through it to the get to the point where you did the best you could with what you had. You know what I mean? And I think the hardest part was because there was a separation between who I was today in that, you know, in that space when I was like going through that healing and who I was then. And the person who I was today would not do those same things. So the person today was judging the person from the past. But I had to really be vulnerable and allow myself and give myself permission to go back into kind of that state of being of where I was. I had to kind of talk to myself as if it was current, and which is why I say, like, when people go through healing, like, I give anybody that's in therapy, anybody that's got a coach, I give, like, salute to you because you are choosing to go through the trauma again to heal it.
You
So
have
I had to
to.
go back to that space to talk to that girl and tell her, like, listen, it's gonna get better. But you're doing what you got to do right now to survive. You're doing what you have right now to, you know what I mean? Like, this is what you know, and it's okay. I had to stop shaming my past self. But it takes a level of vulnerability to get back to that. Because when I tell you, I was like, F this. Ain't no healing no ancestors. I'm not it. Maybe the next
Right.
generation will do
I
it.
know, because who put me on
I
this?
don't want it no more. I don't want it. I ain't signed up for this. Like, it is, it, When you talk about triggering, right?
Very much so triggering.
But we have to allow ourselves and give ourselves permission to be in that space and be also in a safe container, right? To do that. 'Cause that's not some easy work. That's not some like, oh, I'm gonna follow a recipe and cook a meal and see how this turns out. Like, you need to ensure that you're in a safe space where, you know, because it's gonna bring up a lot of things for you.
A lot of unhealed things, things that you thought you healed from, is not, you're not healed from.
The layers.
Yeah, you have to literally pull back the, like, I always look at it like, sometimes I always compare it to skin, since, you know, I do skin. And it's like the dermaplaning that we do. You literally take a blade and you just pull it across your face. And you see the dead skin going off. That's you pulling back the layers to get the new skin. And with traumas and triggers, you have to pull back your, you have to open those wounds to get to the new healed skin. That band-aid that you had on it for so many years is now dirty. And you're not helping yourself. You're really infecting yourself.
But
So.
you gotta kind of do that to get to the healing. But you know, even when you said that, that made me think everything that we just talked about as triggering and as difficult as it is, it's all a mindset thing. 'Cause that's what got me through it. Like, it was a mindset. I was like, I have to work through this. And like I said, my why was being pregnant with my son. And I was like, I'm not going to be a statistic. I'm not going to have this unhealthy relationship with my son, because I don't have, you know, the partner that I desire and projecting into, you know, that into my relationship with him. That was my why. And when you think about a reframe, because when we're going through that, we have to have a why, 'cause ain't no way. Like, that was what got me to keep going and keep moving forward, even when everything in my body was like, F no. Was having my why. And when you think about like have the example that you just gave, like with scraping the skin, when you reframe it to think, what am I getting out of this? Like, you think about the beautification that you're gonna get after it's healed. 'Cause yeah, like I done got facials, and when you walk out, your skin's a little reddish, it's a little inflamed, it's a little, you know, it's a little irritated, and they tell you don't stay out in the sun too long and hydrate and all these things, right? There's still these like warnings, if you will. So even after you get the care and and all that, like there's still some aftercare that needs to be done.
Every time, so
But
your
when you
new
reframe and
skin.
you think about the beautification results that you get when you see the before and the after, that's what you got to focus on. That's what your why has to be motivating enough for you
That's it. Your
so that
why,
you
and
can
you
get
have to
through that
have a
and
true
focus on
why.
what I'm going to get after.
Yeah, you have to have a true why. A lot of people don't even know what their why
Oh, yeah.
is.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I agree. A lot of people don't. I didn't for a long time, and that's why I carried around this unhealed little girl that was still trying to project her lack of, you know, feeling seen and heard and loved in her childhood into relationships with friends, into codependent relationships with men, and all those things. Like, I thought I had a why, but my why wasn't strong enough for me to get to the level of at least where I am today. But again, it's layers.
There's layers to it. You pull back the layers and you found your why. You found it. I didn't have a why at once. It took one of my closest friends to die for me to be like, bro, I don't want to die with all this anger on my heart. And then my why, otherwise, my marriage, like, I'm not finna bring somebody. I don't want to be with someone and they feel like they have to deal with this broken person, you know? Like, no, like I hate, I mean this hate when people say, this is how I am, accept me. No, not at all. So I said I would never be like that. So those are my whys, and I fought for my why. Therapy
I
ain't
love
did
that.
nothing but help me.
And I think too, and this is just something that I feel like a lot of people need to hear. Not only does your why need to be strong enough, but you also have to understand too that things change. So your why from 5 years ago, your why from yesterday or last week may have to shift. And that's okay. Again, we have to learn to release judgment. Maybe the phase that you're in right now is exactly where you need to be. Maybe the resistance that you're feeling from the universe and the no's that you're getting, that's exactly where you need to be right now. But it's
Right.
okay if things shift and your why shifts.
Right.
Because as we heal and as we go through these layers, right? Each layer don't look the same of the onion. It gets a little lighter. It starts to get a little lighter. It gets a little more pungent.
Every time.
It shifts. So why, like, we are the same way as we transition through this life. And that why that, may have been my son last year. Oh, I know by the end of this year, it's not going to be, that's not going to be my motivating why. That's not going to be, because it's, I will have peeled through that layer, right? And then there's something new to work on, or a different perspective to work on. And that's going to require a different, something different for me to be able to show up in the energy that I need to show up as. So we got to learn to just release that judgment, because we just got to fucking flow. That is
Right.
it. There's like, there is no manual for this. There's no guidebook. But I think, as we talked about in our episode about religion versus like spirituality, like that's the biggest thing, is spirituality means we're closer to self, which means we're closer to God. So we don't need to, and of course, there's nothing wrong with getting other perspectives. I gladly look at other perspectives, because I'm all about, like, my core value is growth and expansion and self-development. So I'm always looking to get, like, how would other people do this? But one thing my old mentor told me, if you're asking someone else what to do, or what they would do, or what you should do, before you check in with yourself, you're wrong. And that's something that just always stood out to me. She's like, if you're asking me before you ask yourself, you're wrong. Because I used to go to her for everything. I was like, well, what should I? And the funny thing is, even when most people, now tell me if this it resonates for you, but what I've noticed is most people, when they're asking someone else what they should do, they already know what they want to do. Even when they don't, if they actually sit and think for a minute, a lot of times they already even subconsciously have an idea of what they would like to do, which way they
That's
want to
true.
go.
That's true.
But again,
Every
they're not
time.
giving themselves permission for that to be a, like, okay, maybe I should. That's why when somebody says something that's in alignment with us, and we're like, oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. You want to know why? Because that's what you wanted to freaking do in the first place.
That part. You
And
want to do it
you just didn't
anyway.
want to follow it. You don't want to take accountability.
Right.
But you already know. And that's what I love about being like in this, coaching and wellness space, is because it allows me to still be able to guide and steer. But at the end of the day, what do you want as a client? Like, what do you want? Because that's what's most important. You know, people say, like, what's something that you would tell your younger self? And I always said, and this is what I tell my daughter all the time, is no matter what you do or say, there is always going to be someone that is disappointed at the end of the day.
Every time.
Make sure that at the end of the day, that person is not you. So I don't care if you make what you would deem as a bad choice or a bad decision. If that's what you wanted to do, freaking do it. And guess what? If it don't pan out the way you want it to pan out,
It's
that's the
okay.
lesson. Now I know which way to go. It's a win. It's all in the reframe, baby. Like, this is
It's all in
life.
the reframe. I like how
But
you
we
said
just
it.
gotta stop. We gotta stop overthinking-ish. You know? We gotta stop, like, putting so much pressure. Because inactivity is, that's worse than just making the decision and letting it go whatever way it goes.
Every time.
Indecision, and you just standing there. Meanwhile, you could have been made the right and then realized you needed to go back and make that left. You know what I mean? But you stuck just because I don't want to take accountability. I don't know what's going to happen. But that indecision,
Happen every time.
what's it doing for you? So what do you want? Or as one of my coaches says, what do you desire?
Yeah, what's your desire after all of this?
Who, mine?
Like, that's the question you ask everybody, though. Like, what do you desire after our session? What's your desire after speaking about anything? Like last week, my desire after our conversation was to make sure I followed through with putting him in his room and da da da.
And
That
did.
made my heart right, and I did it. So, like, let's say that since we're talking about it now, my desire now is to get on a routine for my home. You get what I'm saying? Like, at night after he goes down, clean this, and on Saturday before you do that, the old people rendition of cleaning on a Saturday. Turn your music on and get busy. So it's all about your desires, because if you don't have desires of the heart, you have nothing, to be honest.
Right.
That's how I look at it. It sounds kind of bad when you say it like that, but it's true.
No, that is true. We need to be selfish.
I'm
And we
all
gotta
about
stop
them.
looking at it as just with such a negative connotation. Like, no, selfishness is delicious. Okay, this is, I love it. I love it here. And I still have to work on being selfish sometimes because I have at times found myself, and this is what I speak about with boundaries, and this is why we say it, healers are still healing because we still have to be in practice. There is no,
All
oh, I just
the
know this and I embody it. No, we gotta be intentional with the actions that lead to these things, these lessons. So I still have to be intentional to practice being selfish sometimes because I found myself in an energy even now. Of course, there's sometimes extenuating circumstances, which is definitely what I faced in this past week. However, if you find yourself in an energy of just being overtired, irritated, like frustrated, there's another word that I'm trying to think of, but in any of these energies like that, a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, it's probably having to do with a boundary you need to create or reinforce, and you need to, there's a shift that needs to be made in how you're showing up. I felt like I was going somewhere off with this, but it's okay. It's all right. It happened.
But you still made sense. You show up for yourself.
Yes.
Create your boundaries, have like we have talked about before. Create the
Oh,
boundaries, show up for
yes.
yourself.
Yes. That is the number one sign that we're probably in some way, shape, or form, or in some aspect of our life, that's probably somewhere where we are self-abandoning if we are finding ourselves in one of those feelings. So if we're self-abandoning, that means that's like, hey, if you can get anything from this podcast episode, reevaluate how you're feeling. Because if you're feeling in that energy and you constantly feeling like you are annoyed at a person or something like that, and a situation, frustrated and overtired, and just like, man, I'm always giving to this person and I'm not receiving, boundary, self-abandonment. So you need to check in and take accountability for where you can show up for yourself. Because you're probably in that space, probably showing up for someone else more than you're showing up for you. And if you're showing up for someone else more than you, you're wrong. You're wrong. I don't care what your title is, whether it's mother, daughter, son, father, like preacher, husband,
Whatever,
wife,
talk for
like
yourself.
sister, any title that you have, you need to pour into yourself first and foremost. And you need to fill that cup up, okay? Like fill it up. That's why I don't believe in the, you know how people say like, oh, I found my other half. No. Because that's saying like I'm not fulfilled, and my cup ain't full, and we're not in that energy, baby. The cup was already, if anything, they're just overflowing. They're making my
Every
cup
time.
overflow, but my cup was already there. Okay, that's the energy we need to stay in. Cause you that,
At all times.
that's the energy we need to be in for real. Because you are, and everybody has this unique energy, this light that brings something to the world. Some people just haven't tapped into it yet. A lot of people have not tapped into it yet. But that's where the self-awareness is. So if you're here listening to this episode right now, like, bless your heart. Because you're showing
And
up.
no, you're not the only one.
You are not alone.
We got your back as much as possible.
So this was good. Do you
Made it
have
do what it is.
any final thoughts on, I mean,
Be
I think,
selfish.
yeah.
Be selfish. And be okay with being selfish.
Be selfish, show up, prioritize yourself, and just be aware and not judgment. Like not judge it. Just be okay sometimes with just like knowing where you need to do better and being grateful and sitting in that, because that's beautiful. Because a lot of people don't even, they don't even know. They're not even realizing. They're just subconsciously doing these things. So if you have awareness, that is a huge win. And I think people, too many people don't recognize that. And that goes into next week's episode that we doing live, talking about talk yo sh, because enough people, like too many people don't know how to, one, introduce themselves, and they don't know how to celebrate their wins.
At
They don't
all.
hype themselves up. So that's what we're doing next week on live, which, I mean, for the people listening to this episode, it's already happened. But
But it's
I
done.
really look forward to that. I've heard some excitement already from the people that I've talked about, so to it about. So I'm really excited about that next week and us showing up.